The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
All right, welcome back. Things are buzzing. And as Sam joins us, he needs a minute. That's fine. That gives us a chance to reset. Yeah. The A's to Sacramento is official. Temporarily. Got to keep throwing that in there. 3 years with an option for a fourth.
Yeah.
If you noticed in that press release, every statement had Las Vegas in it.
Yes. Very crafted. Very.
Yeah.
There's reasons for all of that.
And we're going to take time to soak this in to respect the A's fans whose hearts are breaking today, much like Kings fans' hearts would have broken 10, 12 years ago. And, you know, but there's more to this now. Now that they're officially coming, things are going to, at least for me, shift a little bit. But we can wait on that. Now that's talking about, well, since they're here, okay, well, now they can't go to Vegas. Like, sorry. It's like what's the Bronx Tale. Now you can't leave. Mm. Also, throw out the schedule for today. Sam's going to join us now. We are efforting. We're going to do a simulcast, I think, at 9 with our content partner, KCRA.
Okay.
Do a little TV radio there since the news is breaking. The mayor of Sacramento will join us at 9:13, Daryl Steinberg, and we are efforting. Although I don't think anyone's going to be available prior to the 10 a.m. press conference, but we have reached out to Vivek and principals to see if we can't get somebody from there. And as I said, Styles and Watkins will continue that coverage, as will, I'm sure, the Drive guys, Whitey and Kyle, later this afternoon, of course, ahead of the Kings and Knicks at 4:30, exclusively audio-wise on Sacktown Sports. Joining us right now, yeah, the one, the only, and we're going to go back and forth here. Basketball, obviously, is what we're going to talk about with Samuel Amick. But at the same time, I think it's appropriate because Sam, in addition to being on the Mount Rushmore of plugged-in national NBA writers that we are so lucky to have each and every week, in addition to being a senior writer with The Athletic on a national level, Sam lives in Elk Grove. Sorry, Sam. Sam originally is from Pleasanton. Sam is a lifelong Giants fan. But Sam also, before he became Superstar Sam, was the beat writer, I believe, taking over for the late, great Marty McNeil at the Sacramento Bee, and knows this community, knows the relocation saga incredibly well. Sam, also me, a lifelong Giants fan. I'm just honestly curious, with this A's news now official, what are your thoughts on it as a baseball fan and as a Sacramentan and as a former Bay Area guy?
First of all, good morning, guys.
Sorry, good morning, Sam.
No, I just give me the meat and potatoes because it's been a hell of a morning. You can tell by my bedhead on the YouTube here. it's done?
This yeah, morning? Sorry. I got to be a capital J journalist like Sam. As first reported by Sacktown Sports yesterday, the A's to
I heard you had some tweets out there. I got that part. Good job, buddy.
Thank you. The A's to Sacramento is official. The Kings / baseball / A's themselves sent out a statement about 10 minutes ago. They will be here for at least 3 years starting next season with an option for a fourth. And they made it very clear, as we were just talking about multiple times in the statement, en route to their permanent home in Las Vegas. But for at least the next 3 years, Sacramento will be a home to what some may say is Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, mixed, mixed reaction. I think like a lot of people, like you said, I've got this personal profile of Bay Area and Sacramento being the two communities that I've been, you know, raised in, so to speak. And also a guy that when I was a kid, baseball was my sport. Like you said, the Giants, I covered baseball for years. I covered the Moneyball A's a bit and the Giants. And so, I mean, I'm happy for Sacramento from the standpoint of Listen, taking advantage of a business situation that ultimately it sounds like it's going to go to Vegas anyway. It's an addition to the community. It's a strong baseball area, as you guys know. Excuse me. You know, they've talked about trying to get a national team for a very long time. So yeah, I mean, I feel for the Oakland fans and have for years, including our buddy, you know, neighbor John, who is as big an A's fan as anybody.
I wonder how he's going to feel. Honestly, I wonder how he, that's the guy I'm curious about.
We had talked about it, and unless his stance has changed, I don't, and who knows, it could have. I don't think he was rushing off to get season tickets.
Sure.
I don't know if he has it in him to stay away for 3 years. Yeah, the irony is, as the guy and myself who grew up a Giants fan, I'm sure as hell going to go out there and watch the A's. So, you know, it's another, I guess, broadly speaking, it's another kind of feather in the cap for the city of Sacramento in terms of growth, in terms of kind of getting its big boy pants on even more. You know, you save the Kings, you provide a home for a team like the A's that is looking for a solution. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I see it, but you know, that's all I got, buddy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know we'll get into the NBA, Sam, but just, but all of us all connected to this community in one way or another, I think all have people that are A's fans. You kind of reference that as well. I just wonder what your read is, because on the connections that I have, I've literally heard split. Some are like, no, I'm absolutely done with this team. I don't want to support Fisher. I would not support him going to Sacramento. To others, like, yeah, at least I could see my team here. I'd like to see him in Sacramento. And it's really weird. I think the mixed emotions, the way you started it, is perfect. I think that's kind of the way it may go with the fan base.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first of all, let's not gloss over the actual product itself. So are they going to win any games? Are they going to be the Bad News Bears like they've been the last couple of years? Now, at minimum, for people, if you are a neutral party in Sacramento, it's obviously, it opens up this exciting door to go see the rest of Major League Baseball. Really, it's sadly the way the Kings had been for a lot of the past 15 years before last year, where even if you were out on the local team, you could go see, you know, your favorite NBA players. So that component is new and exciting for the city. And then, yeah, I think the mixed emotion stuff, Jay, makes sense, partly just personality based, partly kind of just how you roll in terms of the way you live your life. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, attendance will be really interesting, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Talk to me a bit, you know, when we talk about the NBA goings on, as we will switch over there. Julius Randle season-ending surgery. I'm going to ask you one of those philosophical, not, you know, reporter questions, as I love to do. But, you know, the Knicks really seem to have turned a corner, and it happens to have happened without Julius Randle. Now, there's that old post hoc ergo propter hoc thing where it's after it, therefore because of it. Doesn't necessarily mean what? Coincidence or correlation isn't whatever. Now I'm getting over my skis.
I'm back in school, brother.
Right, I know. I thought I was smart. So in your mind, the easy road to go here would be, well, Julius Randle might be available in the summer because they were actually better record-wise without him, or do you think that's a bit of a mirage when it comes to the pieces of the Knicks, who the Kings play tonight?
I think it's a to-be-determined situation based on the rest of the market, meaning they have been tied to Karl Anthony Towns in the past. Mm-hmm. One of their front office executives is Gerson Rosas, who you know, came up with Carl and the Timberwolves, and is known to be an advocate of that idea. So the point being, they're not just getting off of Julius Randle. They won some games. They just lost three in a row, by the way. They also didn't have OG Anunoby and haven't for quite some time.
Did I hear right? He might be out for the year. I thought I heard that yesterday, that they don't expect him back.
OG?
Yeah. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. I mean, to this point, he had been expected to return.
Okay. Might have heard wrong.
So was Julius Randle.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, I'm disappointed just because I enjoy their team, and at full strength, they were literally like a top three team in the NBA for about 3 weeks. And I was really curious to see what they could do. This takes a lot of wind out of their sails. But this summer, a little bit like, you hear chatter about the Lakers and how they're going to go star hunting again this summer, that the Knicks you know, have their own version of that. So to me, Julius is heading, you know, out only if somebody of significance is coming in.
Sam, a week ago, we talked to you, as we do every Thursday at 8, and the Kings had lost the first of two to Dallas. Really got crushed in that game. The second one, much better game, opportunity to win. Kings lose, so damaging loss there. They also lose Malik Monk in the game for basically the rest of the year, we believe, 4 to 6 weeks here. But since then, you know, a couple of wins here, maybe restoring some belief. Here we are, the up-and-down Kings again, but just your perspective on seeing them now life without Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk.
Yeah, up and down, like you said. And guys, not to take over the host duties real quick, but as you manage our visit here, can we make sure we keep a couple minutes for a brief Clippers segment? Because I know how much Dave loves talking about the Clippers.
Yes! Yeah. Atta, baby! Let's go!
All right, so I'm ready for you on that end.
Okay.
They obviously just got waxed by the Kings the other night. So Kings up and down, right when you think they blew it with the two losses to Dallas. You know, they kind of get you thinking again as they head into this East Coast trip. Listen, everybody at the arena the other night looked at the Boston, New York back-to-back. It is a back-to-back, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and said, all right, well, those are either two L's or a 1-1 split.
Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics just lost twice to the Hawks. I know they're dominant. They also just secured the number one seed league-wide. And so that could shift rotations. And does Joe Mazzulla down throttle a bit? Does that help the Kings? Point being, you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility. And I'm having recency bias because they looked really good against the Clippers the other night, that they go kick some butt on this trip and, you know, get into that sixth spot somehow. Now they don't have the tiebreaker against New Orleans. Obviously it's undetermined against Phoenix, I believe. And so it's just absolutely nip and tuck between those three. And, you know, we'll see what they can do. But they're still in it and, you know, obviously trying to avoid that play-in territory.
Sam Amick joining us from The Athletic. Hold on, let me put on my outfit here if we're going to do this real quick. We're gonna have
I mean, he's teasing us, so we got to get there.
Yeah, we got to get there. Okay, so let me put on my clown wig here. And hey, Sam, what's going on with the Clippers, buddy?
Well, the radio listeners are going to wish they were on YouTube today.
Great point.
You with the clown hat. And I actually also came prepared with props. You ready for this?
Oh. Yes.
We sometimes get free stuff sent to us by teams, you know, and I don't typically like taking free stuff. But if you get my address and you send stuff that I will never wear other than on this radio show. So I got my Clippers hat here.
Baby.
Clipper Sam.
Okay, let's see. We're on what, about a 5 second delay? Oh, there. Oh, look at that. Clips. Oh, that's the new looking hat, the Clips.
It's actually smooth. If I could only find a Clippers fan, I would give it to him. So I wrote about it today. I just think, it's fine if the column that I wrote today blows up on my face. That happens sometimes. I looked at their last 2 months and your favorite player, James Harden, in particular, Dave.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, first line of the story, I just said, you know, are the Clippers already unofficially out as title contenders? Since February 7th, they have the 28th best, in air quotes, defensive rating in the NBA.
Woof.
That's definitely a woof. The James Harden stuff, though, is wild. He just had back-to-back single-digit scoring games.
Yeah.
And just for context, I went down a rabbit hole looking at that particular stat and reality. This is a guy who, love him or hate him, is an all-time great scorer. He went from 2015 to 2020 without ever having a single-digit scoring game.
Wow.
In the last three seasons. So yeah. I understand things have changed in terms of his, you know, profile. And he's been more of a playmaker. But even with the last 3 years in Brooklyn and Philly, he had four combined single-digit scoring games. He has 10 this year for the Clippers. And the other night when they're playing the Kings, you're just looking at it going, okay, I understand that the responsibilities are different within the context of this Clippers team, but they had no Kawhi Leonard. Like, it was absolutely the kind of night where James being James, like the old days, would have been massive for them. The part that I knew Dave would love to hear is that if you talk about the officiating shift midway through this season and what has happened to the whistle. And they are just simply not, they're basically legislating out a lot of the foul hunting. James, not shockingly, has been pretty significantly impacted by that. This is a guy that has averaged around 8.3 free throw attempts per game for his entire career. And I think the span was about, it's going back to the All-Star break, he's averaging about 2.7.
I've got it right in front of me. 3.7 just this last month alone, and then lower the month before. And my favorite stat to pull out these days is James Harden has more free throws made than field goals made in his career, which is astounding. Anyone called a free throw merchant now or throughout history? I went and looked. None of them do that. And James Harden, Sam, to just underscore your point, against the Kings, 4 attempts. The Hornets, 4 attempts. Philly, 2 attempts. Philly again, 2 attempts from the line. He had 1 against Atlanta in 36 minutes. That is, if you didn't know any better, you'd say James Harden is mentally checked out.
Yeah, it's not a good look. I mean, I'm always a little reticent to come away. You know, I see a team for a day or two sometimes, and I don't want to have big picture takeaways as if I'm there every single day. But you hear stuff, and the other night, man, it was, the vibes were a little strange. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul George was asked about what, you know, the Clippers could do to get James going again on the scoring side. And he wasn't, like, irritated. I don't want to misconvey you know, the way Paul was, but his answer was literally, I'm not a coach. Mm. I'm not the coach.
Yeah.
Next question.
Uh-huh.
And then even Ty Lue had a passing comment about, you know, I suppose I could have run more ISO for him. And it's a little bit like, yeah, you think, like, have you met James Harden?
Right.
You know? So yeah. And they just, they're 13-13 in that 2 month stretch. And it was also weird. You talk about how low their bar is right now. They acted like they played well against the Kings, you know, which I thought was a little odd. It was like feelings, I think, have been hurt a little bit. This is my own 2 cents or analysis, but like Ty Lue called him soft about a week ago, you know, you had kind of back and forth questions, you know, cause James Harden talked about identity. Ty Lue says our identity is we're soft. So, they're not in a good place. And that, you know, they had that stretch a couple months back where they were one of the best teams in the league. So it's pretty wild how it's gone off the track so quick.
Yeah, I like how you said that, Sam, and where you can't, like, make full season judgment when, you know, seeing a team, you know, once or twice, or you're kind of popping in during the season. But that pop in, I thought, was revealing the other day. I don't know. I just had no other way to put it, but it looked like the Kings took their spirit. The play I recited was, look, the Kings were kind of crushing them. It's end of the third. Kings got a great basket. I think there was about 2.4 to go, inbound to Paul George, and no attempt. I mean, again, likelihood of him making a half-court shot or advancing it to someone makes a three to beat the buzzer, small, but it was like, yeah, I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to hold the ball and end the quarter. And it just looked like there was zero fight. More of their shots were taken by Zubats on a team that has Harden and Westbrook and Paul George. Just everything seemed out of whack, at least on the one night, to see them here.
Well, and quick backdrop, not to make, you know, hijack your show with Clippers talk, but like the backdrop, it absolutely fascinates me. I mean, Steve Ballmer, as you guys know, has more money than God, far more money than anybody in the league. And so he has fought so hard to separate his team's identity and his organization from the Lakers. And here they are on the doorstep of getting their own new arena this summer in Inglewood. It's a very exciting time. But if this team is terrible, it's going to make his offseason really, really hard, because he already locked up Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and that extension situation gets more interesting by the week and the month, because we thought that would get done and it hasn't. And now you look out there and, you know, does he have interest in going to a place like Philly? Who knows? And then the Harden thing, you know, what do you do with James Harden? He plans on being with the Clippers for a long time. And he thought he deserved a max deal in Philly. And, you know, with this kind of performance, you know, how do those conversations go if they don't get anywhere in the playoffs?
Real quick, want to ask you about what's going on in Charlotte. Steve Clifford announcing he'll step down at the end of the year and find a front office role. And I referred to it yesterday as the Alvin Gentry, which happened in Sacramento. Still time on the contract, and Alvin is still a part and a valued part of the organization. Sounds like Steve's doing the same thing. Clifford was one of the finalists for the Kings job just a couple years ago. So any intel on what's going on there, especially considering between the Miles Bridges off thing and Lonzo or LaMelo Ball's injuries, I don't know how much I can pin on Clifford.
No, I think it's more a case of a guy shifting, and I just looked it up here.
You know, type just, very heavily.
Yeah,
dude.
You do.
Wow.
Heavy typer.
That is a heavy type.
Funny side story. I got caught one time. I didn't really get caught. It wasn't true, but I was doing a trivia thing online and
cheating. Cheating, Sam Amick.
I wasn't actually cheating, but that was the accusation.
Right.
Yes.
I'm not online. Yeah, I got
yeah,
you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what I was looking up is that Steve, you know, Cliff is 62 years old. I think it's just a matter of like, just, you know, they're going to try to reinvigorate it with some new younger energy. And by the way, Jordy Fernandez, King's assistant, has been tied to that. Dave, are you talking to me? Cause you're,
oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I just realized I was trying
Dave
to tell,
was cheating.
I was trying to tell Chris a note for a segment here, in what we call our IFB. I didn't realize you got that feed. So my apologies.
No,
you
talking.
No, I didn't get the feed. I just saw you.
Sorry. Yeah. I was talking to Chris quietly. Go, please continue.
I'm new to this.
Yes.
You know,
I understand. Apologies. No, all good.
I don't think there's any controversy there other than, you know, they just made a change in the front office. I mean, Mitch Kupchak stepping aside, Jeff Peterson taking over. You know, it's just a time of change in Charlotte. And like I was mentioning, Jordy Fernandez from the Kings, they're one of their lead assistant coaches and a guy who's been a candidate already in multiple places for head coaching jobs, you know, and runs the Canadian team. Very good reputation. You know, it sounds like he's going to get a crack at it there if he has interest. So, you know, we'll see what they do. But I don't think it's a huge story. We're running all the hits today, man. Clippers, Charlotte. Like, you want to talk about a, you know, a AAA squad, the G League?
We already did a AAA squad. We did the A's.
Hey,
you know what? That's a great way to land the plane here, Sam. I'm not asking you for inside info. It's already out. But just want to acknowledge. How about Lindsay? How about Lindsay Harding, the G League Stockton Kings Coach of the Year? It's I've been saying tongue in cheek every time we talk about it, you know, and I know you'll get this too. We've all been told that women can't coach guys and that will never work and it's never going to happen. So you now have the G League Coach of the Year. She is beloved by everybody who's around her. And again, I know you don't have a solid answer, but gosh, Sam, isn't it just imminent at this point, almost bordering on it is way overdue, that we are going to get our first NBA female coach, head coach.
Yes. I mean, first of all, congrats to Lindsay. I've met her, you know, several times. I don't know her very well personally, but man, it's one of those people you just don't hear anything bad about.
Yep.
You know, and it was kind of fun the other night to see her get her flowers at the game when they put the camera on her and acknowledged it on the Jumbotron. It is, it's a big deal. That program seems to be going pretty well. And listen, not to go down the dark path, but they obviously had just an incredible situation. Mid-season.
I didn't even think about that, Sam. That's the first. You know what? No, you're referring to the horrible story about the ex Stockton King. I mean, we're talking about a murder charge, all the press that came with that. Sam, I'm so glad you brought that up.
It's not a charge. It's a murder.
Excuse me. Yes, correct. And honestly, just. I'm building on your point. I'll give you back the mic here, but you're so right that you talk about all the normal challenges and then having to guide your team to success when one of your players literally killed somebody. And I'm being dead serious with what I'm saying here. That is a phenomenal point you're making and something I had not even thought of yet. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, to your original point, I don't know where we are when it comes to a woman being a head coach in the NBA, just because, you know, we thought Becky Hammon was going to be that person.
You
know, she obviously crushed it in Vegas ever since leaving the Spurs. You know, Lindsay, you know, absolutely should be in these conversations to get NBA jobs. I don't know what her path looks like. I would actually love, and shoot, now you got me, you know, sparking story ideas. I would enjoy talking to her about just what have you learned about that simple act of coaching men? And have you run into those tough moments where, you know, you've got to find a way to be the leader and get past this energy that, that, you know, pro male athletes tend to bring on a daily basis. So, you know, great for her, good program and good stuff for sure.
That's Sam Amick, the voice of the Athletic, as I like to call him.
Yes.
By the way, I'm going to see one of your colleagues next weekend at a wedding.
Who's that?
Shams.
Whose wedding? You're not going to share that, are you?
well, it's a friend of ours.
Would it be weird if it was Shams and you weren't invited? No, right?
I don't think he'd mind, but just in case, I want to respect him. You and I both know him. He is a, how would I say this? He is the manager of a former Sacramento Kings star here in town.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You know.
No, it's early.
I'll text you. Yeah, you got bedhead. Sam Amick from The Athletic.
He sucks, though. Yeah, I mean, I have Shams' number. You want me to call him for you and say hi?
I want you to come over.
Dave's going to be at his table.
Yeah, I believe we are going to be at the same table. So I'm going to, the whole time, I'm going to be like, do we have Sam on every week? But I think you're better. No, that idea. No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, hey, man, yeah, I go way back with Sam. How long have you guys had beef? He is always talking garbage.
Really mad about you.
Just always running you down, dude. I think you're good. I don't think you're a suck up to agents. What is he talking? Okay, wow. I may or may not do that.
See how you roll.
Good stuff, Sam, as always. Thanks, brother. Say hi to the family. We'll talk to you soon.
Likewise. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Sam Amick. We'll take a break. When we come back, the latest on this breaking story now, the A's to Sacramento. We'll get to who's hot, who's not, and we'll go streaking. We'll do our three in the key, of course. But we will also we'll be attempting, I still don't know if it's going to work yet, a simulcast with KCRA coming up at 9 a.m. Do a little TV there. And then the mayor, Daryl Steinberg, will join us at 9:13. And we have reached out to the mayor of West Sacramento, too, by the way, for those who are like, it's in West Sacramento. We're trying that, too, so just relax. We'll bring you all the comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, at least temporarily, coming to Sacramento right here on your home of the Kings and A's and Niners, Sactown Sports.
Sources and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sactown Sports.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us or you're just waking up or whatever it may be, major breaking news in the Sacramento sports landscape. Remember, wasn't it last year? Didn't we say as a station that the landscape in Sacramento is changing?
Yes.
Sports landscape? I'll just say we that was just predicting this news, way ahead of time. The Oakland A's will be playing in Sacramento next year, the year after, and the year after that, with an option for a fourth that was announced officially.
Maybe!
In a joint statement by the Sacramento Kings, who own the Rivercats and have helped facilitate this move. Major League Baseball and A's ownership, that will start next year. They will share the park with the Rivercats. There is a press conference today at Sutter Field at 10 a.m.
That's fast.
That's really fast. I think they just want to get out and get ahead of this.
I guess.
How do the Giants feel about this? Why are they allowing it, especially when their AAA team is involved? And this keeps the A's here for, you know, another 3 years, but maybe a little bit further away than Oakland, but not as far away as Salt Lake.
Could they make them as an entity make it not happen?
I was just on the phone with somebody during the break who asked that same exact – he asked two questions that are excellent questions. This is somebody in ownership. Said, I don't understand – same person says, I don't understand how the Giants are okay with this. If I was them, I'd probably take this thing to litigation. And also, how in the hell are you going to get – because you know what? The A's were in the statement. The Kings were in the statement. Major League Baseball was in the statement. Players Association and Tony Clark were not in the statement. Now, that's fine, and it's not necessary for that to happen. But the other good question that a lot of people have is, well, how? Well, hold on. Players Association going to be okay with not only a major league team, air quotes, playing in a AAA stadium mm-hmm. with AAA facilities, but also sharing a major league state or a AAA stadium with AAA facilities. Remember, like the clubhouse, they got to walk down the field to get to the clubhouse yeah. out there. There's it's different.
And not trying to joke. Is it better than Oakland though? I'm not trying to be
eye of the beholder. I totally understand. My answer to him was the same answer I'll give you guys. Now, look, Rob Manfred is a toolbox, and John Fisher is the tools that go in that toolbox. All right, you're talking about a couple of jackalopes. But I find it just impossible, almost impossible, I guess, to believe that Major League Baseball would put its stamp on this and the commissioner would put a quote out on this and support it had they not already talked to the Giants, who, by the way, he works for,
right,
and the Players Association. That would just be yet another black eye mishap, you don't know what the hell you're doing type of thing. I find it very unlikely that this road hasn't already been cleared with all sides. But it's also Rob Manfred and John Fisher. Yeah.
Which is why everything feels like it needs an asterisk.
It's 100. It couldn't make a deal on a game show. That's the problem. So, we'll have the mayor on, the mayor of Sacramento. To be clear, this is West Sacramento too, but the whole region's involved. So yeah. We'll have Daryl Steinberg, who the outgoing mayor. So this is really, you know, and he is at heart. I mean, he's a diehard Kings fan, but he is a baseball junkie. So I know he's gonna be very positive about this. We've talked. He has been very positive about this all along. And I'm going to ask him, you know, because look, Daryl was one of the key players behind the scenes and in front of the Kings staying. We talk about KJ and David Stern. People forget Daryl Steinberg was the president of the Senate in California and helped pass a bill that was vital in getting it. Really, top three most important thing to happen was him passing that bill. So he was there for us during the fight for the Kings, and I'm going to ask him on the air, and he'll answer it. How in the hell do you I don't know about justify, but how do you circle the wagons on this one? And be curious to hear his thoughts, Jason. But bottom line is, baseball will be here for a minimum of 3 years. Major League Baseball. There's a lot of questions. Press conference again at 10 a.m. And of course, we will have all your coverage throughout the day, including Styles and Watkins, who I'm sure will. If there's a way to carry the audio, I imagine they will make that attempt. But either way, they'll be on it. And I imagine we'll have at least somebody out there.
Yeah, with that option of a fourth year. I mean, based on today,
yeah.
With not a lot of movement at the moment in Vegas, yeah. Four seems like even a pretty decent possibility.
I would actually bet on four.
Yeah.
And to be honest, and look.
And that can change.
I've said this. This is down the road because I think right now today is for A's fans, Oakland fans. I don't want to dance on anyone's graves. I'm not going to dance at all, to be honest. But once the dust settles, I know me as an activist, if you will. My now it's like, okay, I didn't want this. I don't want it. I'm not a fan of this. It doesn't feel right. But they're here. I can't change that. I don't want to go anywhere now. So now it's all about, you know, we've kind of made friends with the Oakland folks and trying to keep them in Oakland. So whether they were to stay in Sacramento or got, you know, who knows, go back to Oakland somehow with new ownership, I don't know. But now the focus, I think, at some point goes to how do you stop that Vegas move? Which is what they want. But I think there's some openings there. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, who's hot, who's not, we'll go streaking, three in the key, and so much more right here on your home of the Sacramento Kings, Sactown Sports.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
All right. We're going to do a crosstalk simulcast with Channel 3 at the top of the hour. So bear with us for that. The mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, will join us at 9:13. We are efforting Martha Guerrero, the mayor of West Sacramento, as well, to hopefully perhaps join us in this segment. We'll see. I'm sure she's very busy right now. In the meantime, though, Christopher Laud, who is hot?
Heston Kerstad.
Who?
Who?
Of the Norfolk Tides.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He went 5 of 7 with 2 doubles, 2 home runs, and 10 RBI in the Norfolk Tides 26-11 win.
Yes. Roll Tide.
Over the Charlotte Knights.
You know what? Honestly, that's a great one. We should mention this.
I had him in streaking.
You know, the honorable mention, I guess we can say, is what the hell did Malachi Flynn do last night?
That is the most random 50-point game in the history of the NBA.
Is that more random than, like, because you know what I thought of? I thought of Tony Delk.
His career average was like 4.
I agree with you because I did the same thing. Yeah. I went and looked at their averages. Yeah. And I was like, this is more random.
Yeah.
50 points off the bench? You're a career 4-point-a-game scorer.
Random.
What a great night for him. I hope he saved the jersey, the shoes, the ball, everything involved, the box score. And
could you imagine if we were doing 3 in the key and we're like, oh, random. Malachi's going to score 50 tonight. Like, okay, do something that can happen.
Again, it would be like Keegan Murray's going to get in a fist fight with Scott Moak would be more likely than that. So, anyways, who's not?
Doc Rivers.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks were 30-13 when they fired Adrian Griffin and hired Doc Rivers as their new head coach. Rivers' record with the Bucks is 15-15. They are 5 of 5 of their last 10. They trail the number one seed Celtics by 13 games.
Yeah, that's Doc Rivers. Great move. Adrian Griffin, best record in the East. They fire him for Dr. Rivers. All right, let's move along here. Good times in Milwaukee. Let's go streaking here.
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go, Dave. Yesterday, you were on a, 2-game hitting streak?
Yeah, I was.
And you went with Spencer Steer.
Because he's going to steer me in the right direction.
Of the Cincinnati Reds.
Come on, Steer.
4 plate appearances. 1 hit.
Yes.
Dave's on a 3-game hitting
streak.
Let's
go.
What's
the season high? You were 3?
3.
3. Here we go. We're tied.
I was at 0, and I went with a guy you thought I made up, Jake Cronenworth. I wish I had made him up. He's 0 for 4.
Oh.
I'm still
more like Jake Schmonen worth nothing.
Yes. And Chris was at 0 as well. He went with Evan Carter of the Rangers.
Linda's son.
Yes.
The former Wonder Woman.
He's a Wonderwall. And he did not get a hit. Did not play.
He did actually, not play.
No, oh, geez.
Oh, so, gee.
Nothing happened.
Oh, gee.
Oh, gee.
Oh, gee.
So there you go.
All right.
New day today. Few less teams playing. Yeah, quite a few less teams playing today.
Yeah, quite a few less teams playing today.
Quite a few.
Less of a few teams playing today. All right, so that means you need people and people.
Just people.
Give me Alex Kirilloff of the Minnesota Twinkies.
Alex.
They are playing. Kirilloff.
Kirilloff.
Yeah, 4th in the league in batting currently. Batting a smooth .444.
Really
probably
smooth.
Won't keep that up.
Really smooth. I'm going to go with, from the New York Metropolitans.
Yeah.
Francisco Lindor.
Hey, he's been taking a lot of guff.
Really?
Wait, he's waiting for Guffman. Yeah,
who gave him guff? Why is he taking it?
I don't know. He should give it back.
Okay.
Christopher Laud.
Same game, different team.
Same game, different team.
I'm going with Cary Carpenter.
Of the Detroit Tigers?
Of the Detroit Tigers.
The Carpenter of the Tigers?
One of the Carpenters.
Yes.
Good man. Okay. We're knocking
really
stuff out
weapons.
Here. Absolutely. Grab that line 6, would you? See if that's who I think it is. I hope it is, because we've got a
special guest.
Yeah, we have 4 minutes to get out of here because we got to be on time for the simulcasty we're doing with KCRA coming up at 9 a.m. Then the mayor of Sacramento will join us at 9:13 as we're talking about the A's officially coming to Sacramento for at least 3 years. That was announced this morning. There will be a press conference in just about an hour from now out at Sutter Field. There will be a press conference there, and all the principals will be there. I'm not sure if John will be there or not. Is that who I'm thinking it is? Okay, fantastic, because we were hoping to get this done. Remember, the A's are coming to Sacramento, but specifically the A's are coming to West Sacramento. Sacramento, and I know one of the players in this whole thing that was absolutely vital was Mayor Martha Guerrero of the city of West Sacramento. Madam Mayor, it's Carmichael Dave, Jason Ross. Good morning, and congratulations on what I'm sure is a big day for the region and for West Sacramento specifically.
Carmichael Dave, thank you so much for having me on this morning. We are so excited, about this partnership with Vivek and John. So happy that with their support and leadership, we made this dream that we had a reality in West Sacramento.
You know, I guess I'll just ask you, because I know you have this presser in an hour, and I'm not going to, you know, certainly you guys will talk about all the details publicly you wish. I'll just ask you to give us maybe a top line on how this all came together and when it was first brought to you, and you know, where your head was at throughout this whole thing.
Well, look, we are probably going to have more of those details out at the press conference.
Sure.
as you've mentioned. But yeah, you know, once we heard about it, we embraced the idea. We've been very supportive all along. And the fact that it's happening today, it's a historic day for West Sacramento.
I know there's a lot of excitement, and it's probably too far along down the line. Do you have a gauge on what you think the community of Sacramento will react to this overall, as far as future tickets, all that stuff, all the frills that are coming down the line?
We are planning for it to go big. We are looking at ways to make sure that the city provides all the support so that, you know, when the fan base is going to build in West Sacramento as a result of this partnership.
And I got to imagine, too, Madam Mayor, that it's not just Major League Baseball. It's also, as was detailed in the statement, it's also the Rivercats. So there's going to be quite a bit of AAA and Major League Baseball going on at that park, which I would imagine from your perspective, one of the most important things about that is giving the region around there, the businesses, a much needed lift.
That's exactly right, Dave. It's been seen that it's going to provide an economic boost to all of our restaurants. And not only that, we've been shaping up the riverfront to attract that. So we're ready. We're ready to make it happen, and we're ready to get everybody in at Sutter Health Park.
Can I tell you? I know you won't answer this, but if I was at the press conference, one of the questions I'd ask is: since the Kings are involved and the A's are involved, will there be a green beam lit after every win? I'm not going to ask you to answer that, but I imagine that's a question, Madam Mayor.
I love it.
We are late for a break, but we are honored to have you on. I know it's short notice. You came on. I know you're a fierce advocate, from everything I hear, for your city and for the region. So, you know, I know there's a lot of mixed feelings with A's fans today, I'm sure, with the city of Oakland. But for your part, congratulations, and enjoy your moment here in an hour as this thing is announced via the press conference. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Carmichael. They appreciate it.
All right, take care. That is the mayor of West Sacramento, Martha Guerrero. The mayor of Sacramento will join us in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, we need to break right now. When we come back, we're going to do a simulcast, so bear with us on the tech stuff, but we'll do a simulcast with KCRA Channel 3 on this story. The A's to Sacramento for a minimum of 3 years. We'll talk about that next.
The Sacramento Kings start their final road trip of the season in New York.
Will it be Fox all the way? He drives left. Great pass inside to Alex Lynn, and Lynn gets the flush with 2.5 seconds to go. 21-point lead for Sacramento.
It's the Kings and the Knicks from the Garden. Get all the play-by-play action starting at 4:30 on your home of the Kings, Sactown Sports.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.